Hello and welcome. This is TrustGodOnly.com. And the title is Your Hope for Change in God or Man? Where in the world are we placing our hope these days? It seems that man is placing their hope for change everywhere but the right place. Let's find out just where man has been placing their hope. We take our hope and place it in something with a vision in our mind, thinking that this is what the outcome is going to be. Our imagination can run wild and believe that men can make a change and give us a better life than what God has to offer. Ask yourself this: has man ever given you happiness, joy, peace, and love that will last forever? Can man give you eternal life? Can man give you protection from your enemies? No, man cannot give you any of these things, and neither can the world. Yet, people continue to place their hope and trust in man like they are some kind of miracle worker. For example, a politician starts a campaign by promising to change this, that, and everything else for the common welfare of the people. Since people are easily misled, the politicians, with professionally written speeches, tickle the ears of many people. The more the people listen, the more their hope grows in them. You can see what happens when people place their hope in man. The administration that is controlling the government in the United States these days is doing nothing for the people. People are losing their houses with no end in sight. Unemployment is still growing, and the banks are taking advantage of the situation. The majority of the people put their hope in one man, and this is what they got. Here we come up to the elections again, and people once again are going to put their hope in man. They are going to go to the polls and most likely vote out all the people that they believe are responsible for the mess that the United States is in. They will most likely give control of the government over to the opposite party that is in control now. So here we go with that hope in the wrong place again. This is not the answer. Besides, whatever happened to the people are supposed to control the government and not the other way around. Without turning back to God, people's hope for change is going to fail again. You may get change, but not the change you were hoping for. The United States, England, and Israel are supposed to be setting an example to all the other nations of the world by showing them just how well God will bless a nation with prosperity, security, and an abundance of resources when the people put God in control. But in turn, the people turned their backs on God and evil set in. They chose the way of the world and not the way of God. Now, God is going to have to correct these three nations and withdraw his blessings. Without God, these three nations are going down. The wrath of God will be upon them, and soon. God has to come first. These three nations are his, and he will do whatever it takes to wake them up and come to their senses. Some people will, but many will perish. God wants a world full of peace and love. He wants people to live in harmony with each other. Unfortunately, man pushes God too far and causes God to pour out his wrath upon them. You can be protected from his wrath, but you have to put God first in your life. Your hope for change must go to God and not man. Take this as a warning and place your hope in God. Make God number one in your life, and you will find peace, freedom, love, and protection from all your enemies. Don't wait until tomorrow. Tomorrow may be too late. God can change things either for us or against us. We do get to decide what change we want. Make that hope for change with God and not man. Thank you, and may God bless you.